Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor of the Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOI building. It is a Tuesday. It's 5/21/24. Welcome, fellas, and hello.
Howdy.
Good morning.
Oh, Kevin.
Jay.
That pricing game?
What do you have? I'm excited.
I'll show you what it is. Here's your first item up for bids on The Price is Right, Kevin.
Always in for a pricing game.
Ounce.
Good God Almighty.
Right.
52
wow,
ounces.
Wow, wow. And that is that's a good one. That is cauliflower. That is broccoli.
Snap peas.
Snappy. Oh, I didn't peppers. See the snap peas. Peppers.
Celery.
And carrots. No tomatoes, which I love tomatoes, but can we all be honest? They never taste right
they're the
in
worst.
The veggie tray.
They're the worst on the veggie tray.
Yeah. And they're so great on their own. But
they're terrible on the veggie tray.
Jay, that veggie tray had to be $14.99.
What'd you say,
that's a
Steve?
Big tray.
Earlier today?
Yeah. I go
what
to
did
Steve,
he say?
I go to Steve and go, hey, look at it. He goes, whoa, Super Bowl party? And I'm like, yeah, that's funny. I said, no, it's Costco, baby. So, yeah, Costco veggie tray. Thing was awesome. Was
is
great.
Is that the size they always sell there?
I don't know, Kevin. I haven't seen it for
that's
a while.
Wonderful.
So I said, man, it was a good deal. And he said,
I'm going to say $4. Steve doesn't buy vegetables.
That's
does
what
he?
I said. He goes, what'd you say, 780 something or something like
786.
786. You go, 786. I go, and that's from a man who's never bought a vegetable.
Well, you said it was a really good deal. So
that would be a really good deal.
Kevin, what did you say it was?
$14.99.
That was a good deal. Yeah, I think it was $13. But
okay.
I was like, you know, Kevin, a little more on the vegetable ballpark.
Yeah,
I think I do like to
buy my vegetables.
Yeah.
But that is an impressive spread. What may I ask what you're doing with it?
Eating it. And it's for you can have some as well. And I've got some dip over here too, so
good night.
I know. Thank it's like you. A party in here today.
Hey, what a good man.
Well, Steve, I went by it and I was like, you know, I haven't had a veggie tray. I love veggie trays because I like to snack on veggies while we're in here and, you know,
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, it's just great.
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of cucumbers again. I'm back in cucumber season.
You know what I
just
did?
Because, and my granddaughter loves them. I always forget how much she loves them.
I don't know if I have to go to vegetable jail or something, but I bought like those, you know, the mini ones.
Yeah, the mini cucumber, the pickling cukes.
That's what they look like. Yeah, I mean, that's probably what they're called.
But, I think they are, or English. No, the English one's just the long, skinny one with the wrapper.
Yeah, I like his music, though.
Yes.
But anyway, that's neither here nor there. And I bought a bag of those, and it got pushed to the back of the veggie drawer, and I forgot it.
Oh,
a day.
What happened to me, and it happens once a year, always. Where I had a cucumber, and it wasn't a very good one.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was squishy and seedy. And
that ruins it for a long time, doesn't
and so
it?
Then I was just turned off for a long time. Now I started getting them again, and I'm like, nah, these are so great. I love cucumbers.
Yep.
So I'm back at it.
Yeah,
back
well,
in
there
the
you
cucumber
go.
World.
He's just back in the cucumber game.
You have to give it a break long enough that you forgot about that one. Oh, that was
100%.
Nasty.
Yeah, it'll ruin it for a minute.
Steve, if you had to eat one of the vegetables out of here, and you do.
Oh.
You do. Actually, I talked to your parents last night, and they said, make sure he eats his vegetables.
Yeah.
We appreciate you guys getting, you know, the water in him.
Uh-huh.
But now let's move to veggies.
Let's go veggies.
Yeah, I do like vegetables.
Which one would you eat first?
What's in there? It's
carrots, snap peas, cauliflower, broccoli, peppers, and what did I miss?
I think that's it.
Yeah. Is that it? Yeah.
Well, I definitely wouldn't have the peppers. I'd probably
go... It's way too spicy.
Yeah.
They're sweet peppers.
I'd probably go carrots because they're good for your eyesight.
Okay.
There you go.
I mean, is that not right? The worst thing in there.
What?
I will say, Kevin, but they're carrot chips, and when you have the dip.
Oh, they're chips?
Yeah, they're game changers.
All right, fine. Oh. Can I change my answer?
No. No.
No.
Okay. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. I like. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You are the easiest person to be the camp for, because all I need to do is say this.
Kevin James.
No comment from Jay Daniels camp. I mean, that's like the easiest job of all time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Not getting my headphones put on the right ear. I finally got them right now, but I got it like all day yesterday. I kept putting them on, and this pair of headphones, if you don't put them on the right way, it does not feel right.
They fit weird. Yeah.
Some headphones I think are, even though they have an L and an R, they're versatile. You can go either way with them, and they don't really feel different. These ones, not that way. I have been struggling with it.
You all right?
I guess I'm out of practice. I didn't work for a week. It makes sense. Makes total
maybe you
sense.
Should have come in an hour early and just to put practice? Your headphones on and off. Yeah.
Tomorrow. Okay. If I struggle all day today, then I'll come in early tomorrow and
done.
Practice.
Yeah, done deal.
Practice makes perfect.
That's right.
Yeah, you can count on that happening.
I bet.
For real, you can. Well, I have to say, it was a pleasure to get another free meal from Steve's parents last night.
Yeah, that a boy. Way to milk it.
It really was something. And we went to, although I started to feel the stress of their situation, almost so much so that I began to take over a little bit.
Their situation?
Ordering.
Oh, no.
We were trying to order sushi.
Okay.
And I didn't realize at first that they wanted to do the thing where we just all bought We bought like three or four sushi rolls and maybe another entree.
Oh,
and we all just shared it.
More like family style.
Yeah, which is totally fine. And a lot of people do that.
Sure.
Sushi places.
Okay.
But I was like, oh, yeah, because I was going to order my own roll.
I understand.
Thought that's what we were doing.
Right.
But then I realized, oh, that's not what we're doing. And then we were trying to decide. And it's not easy.
Is it just because it's hard to decide with that many people, or in particular, you're throwing Steve's parents under the bus?
No, not his parents so much. Steve, what was your input?
Oh, boy.
Hey, man, I said I'd eat whatever, just as long as it wasn't
super
spicy.
Super helpful. Right. As long as it's, he'll eat, he goes, I'll eat whatever, but as long as it's not spicy. Okay, which is fine, but then they were, like, worried about Steve. Like, Steve, will you think you'd like this? Do you like this?
Right.
And the problem is you're reading all the different sushi rolls in there and close. Our waitress was great. She came over and gave, like, a bunch of really good suggestions.
Nice.
Which was very nice of her. And that did help quite a bit, I felt like. Did you feel like that helped, Steve?
Sure.
But then the kid, he doesn't
Sounds
know.
Like it.
Then the kid sitting next to us, who like really it. Was something. I don't know who that kid was, Steve, but he was something.
I felt like I was, I kept making eye contact with him.
I couldn't stop looking at him. Mm. What do you think he was? It was his birthday. How old would you guess that kid was?
11.
Okay, I was going to say 12. I was going to say he was 12 years old, looked like he was just going to be a little stud athlete, great mom, great dad, and then he had what appeared to be a Spokane dream team, business dream team come in. Like Jack Heath, you know who that guy is?
Wow.
Yeah. Jack came in and a couple other guys, and they were like, hey, buddy, happy birthday. And I was like, who is this kid? He seems so awesome. And they just sat there for a minute, and he was the only one eating sushi.
Hmm.
But his roll looked so good that we decided to get one of those.
His bank roll. Hey-o!
And I do think it was the best roll that we had. Steve, did you have a favorite?
Yeah, I like that one, and then we got some California rolls that, you know.
Yeah.
Simple. I like that. So,
yeah, the California roll is just too boring for me. Like, I won't eat that one unless it's
there's no other food.
The fried one.
Ah.
Well, then what we were discussing whether or not to get fried, and
no, I want. As I said, I wanted you to have the boring one. It fit you. And happy to eat the other ones.
Wow.
It was a delicious dinner, and it was very fun.
My name is Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only, Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Oh, boy. I tell you, my breath is going to smell like broccoli from your veggie tray, Jay.
Oh, no, not that.
Yeah. No, that's a bad thing, I guess.
Well, usually around
broccoli breath, really.
Usually around 10 a.m., Steve's, you know, smells more like smokes and coffee.
Correct.
Like a true radio man.
What is this, the 1920s?
20s?
I didn't say, buddy, that was...
That maybe
went out in the, what?
90s?
Yeah, I was going to say 2000s. 80s, like once we 90s? Got through Y2K, right. Maybe the radio stopped allowing everyone to smoke in the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old radio station I worked at, they had like smoke... stains in the ceiling?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was pretty standard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DJs were a different breed back then.
Man.
It was not really the business world. It was just a fun world where you go ahead and drink and smoke. And
yeah. I remember when one of the stations I moved to, my buddy Bob Beck was the program director, and I was like, hey, man, that overnight guy, the guy that wears like the fingerless gloves and smokes about 3 packs an hour, is he all right? He's like, yeah, just don't go in there. I'm like, oh, okay.
Just don't go in there.
Yeah. What it is.
Oh, that's fine.
I was like, oh, that's not what I asked, though.
Yeah, but didn't that make you even more curious as to what's going on?
No, it did not.
Oh, no?
Okay. Oh, heavens, no.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I just took his word for it. I'm like, okay, I won't. Yeah.
When I used to work overnights, we had a guy who worked in the building who, I don't understand what was up with him. I believe, and everyone believed, that he maybe never showered, and there was also rumors that he was living in a house with his mom,
mm-hmm.
who had passed away years ago. That was like some
And she was still there.
Yeah, that was some of the theories about this guy. Yeah. But of course, what did I do? He didn't have a car, and so I felt Harrington boy, I just felt bad for him. I would pick him up every night and take him to work.
I'm glad you didn't become his second house guest.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Well,
you can stay forever.
Just get on his good side, right, Jay? Like that. You got the weird guy at the station. Just get on his good side.
Yeah, they say sometimes you're the first one to kill then. So I know.
I don't want that. I made it through somehow.
Yeah, congrats on that.
I doubt that he's still with us. He was pretty old back then.
Yeah. Yeah, those days, thankfully, are long gone. I just remember seeing the cigarette sitting in the ashtray, just literally like a movie. It was crazy.
It is funny, as unprofessional as some people would think this building is from time to time.
This building?
Yeah, I mean, just like with the fun that we have and whatever.
Yeah.
Some people would maybe go, hey, you guys have a great job. It's not very professional, because we do get to have fun.
Yeah.
Well, but overall, it is a business, and that is very clear. But radio, when we started in it, oh, boy. I literally got paid to drive two employees around while they drank and smoked and womanized. You go, yeah, put it on your timesheet.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Going over the Spokane River in the...
like gondolas.
That was really neat. Mm-hmm. That was a cool experience. And we did that yesterday before it started really raining. It was one of the better times to do it.
Kevin James.
Right. Are the falls raging right now?
It
seems like they are.
It seemed like they were really something.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
What's an undersell? Those falls, man, they're really something. Hey, in the Coyote Country Club VIP, we've got for you some tickets to win, including Kane Brown, Chris Stapleton, Dwight Yoakam, Aaron Watson, and the Outlaw Music Festival. All those tickets are available for you. If you're not yet a VIP, just text the letters VIP to 509-441-0999. We'll send you a link, and you can get signed up for free, and then you can enter to win those prizes. That's a very exciting group of tickets.
Yes, it is.
Lots to choose from this year, for sure. Audio Vault time. Let's see. Well, The Voice had their performance finale last night. They haven't decided who's going to win The Voice yet.
Okay.
But the performances took place last night for the contestants. And there's a couple country performers still in the top five. There's Josh.
Hot-headed women, cold beer. Kick up my heels for a little while. Do it country style. In my dirty old hat. My crooked little friend. Granny faded neck in these callous times.
They got to do a fast song and a slow song. That's the rules for the Voice finale. Then Josh took on a handful there where he took on a Vince Gill song. And
oh, so different than... I mean, the first Randy Houser.
Right, yeah. His story is he's got, I think it's, is it four daughters? And then his infant son passed away.
Oh, geez.
And he sang Go Rest High.
So go rest high on that mountain. Son, your work
Reba was crying. What's your guess?
I'll say yes.
Yes, Kevin. That's one for correct. One. Well done, Kevin.
I know, and he sounds fine. He does a good job.
How
of the
do
song,
you take on
right?
that song?
But the problem is that song was originally sung by an angel.
That's the
named
problem.
Vince
yeah.
Gill.
He actually and did a really, really good job on it.
He but does just a different sound,
oh,
right?
But yeah, but how do you know
it's
what I mean?
Hard
yeah.
to when I hear it. I am trying to like hear Vince Gill harmonizing with him or something.
Yeah,
because. Just so good.
Yeah. And Karen Walter was the other one who is a country singer. Karen.
Been singing for my rent, singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight, but I guess I'm feeling all right. I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm feeling all right.
What do you think of Karen, Kevin?
Well... Maybe I shouldn't say.
That's not what gets me. What hurts the most is being so close. Having so much to say. Watching you walk away.
Also, you took on Rascal Flatts singing. That's another almost impossible song to, yeah. you know, I mean, to handle.
I want to like her because she's country and mm-hmm. her name's Karen and right. my mother's name is Karen.
Yes, it is.
But I don't know. It seems a little put on for me.
Mm. She's,
does that make sense? Like she's doing voices. Like the first thing she was trying to say, no, country. And then the next one, she was, I don't know.
What?
I'm being too harsh.
Yes, you are.
Arr. Did you not hear that?
She was a pirate?
Yeah, did you not hear the part where she tried to...
In the first song or the second?
Second song.
Second song, she's a
just
pirate.
Just listen,
okay.
Steve.
She's a pirate? Okay.
What hurts the most.
Unnecessary.
I think she's from Tennessee, so...
Is she?
Yeah.
Okay, she sounds... Is she nice? Do you like
she
her?
She seems... Yeah. Yeah, they're both very good, actually. I mean, actually, The Voice this year has, of the five finalists, they probably would have, I mean, I think all of, probably three out of the five would be in the top five of American Idol.
Whoa.
Yeah, the Voice has more talent this year.
More than Idol?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That just wasn't the best example of it.
I mean...
oh, <God. laughs>
Speaking of the American Idol, Katy Perry, End of an Era, right? She's it's all done. Go bye-bye.
A little Taco Bell.
This is what she wants right now that she's done.
A little Taco Bell, spread on ice.
What's your Taco Bell order?
Crunchwrap Supreme, extra beef, extra onions.
Oh, nice.
Pretty impressive. Off the top
that's
of your head,
order.
Do you have a Taco Bell order, Kevin?
I don't. I'm so bad at Taco Bell. It's never been my thing.
I thought it was pretty impressive to be able to have it off the cuff.
Yeah.
Steve was not as impressed. Steve, get your Taco Bell order.
Three soft taco supremes.
That's so dumb. That's the same thing I order. Now I'm never going to order that again.
I was going to say, that's a very boring, safe order at Taco Bell. And
it's a number two.
Perfect that the two of you love that mm-hmm. one as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes makes I get sense. Four.
Whoa. All right. Well, that is completely different. Then.
I do like the, there was, for a while, I knew one thing that I liked there.
Uh-huh.
And it was because my son went a lot. And it was the cheesy
gordita?
Potato gordita.
Yeah, that's why kids get that.
Yeah, he that's got me 20, onto
that's
that.
That's what 20-year-olds do, Kevin.
He got me onto that, and I was like, yeah, that's pretty good. I like that. That one's pretty good. And I do like a naked chalupa where it had the chicken in it, like a big piece of chicken.
Yeah, I've that seen that. I haven't good, had it. But yeah.
I just... I don't know their menu well enough. I don't go there enough to really have a go-to order.
What does it say about a person if they have a go-to immediate off-the-cuff Taco Bell order? That they're just a good person?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, and there's your audio vault for a Tuesday. It's May 21st, 2024.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Treasure.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I don't know why I said it with like it was some sort of
butter.
Declaration.
I
don't
love
know.
Butter.
I don't have. I love butter. I don't care. Who knows it?
Kevin James.
I love butter. Tell the world. Top of the mountain. Yell it till your lungs are hurting.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Alrighty. Don't forget you can download the podcast, take it with you, and you know, like if you missed something, like yesterday, my wife and I are trying to remember something that Steve's parents said, you can just boom, podcast, boom, there you go, figure it out. Or if you missed Steve's parents on the air yesterday, you could listen to the whole thing. No cost. It's free.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you won't regret it. They were a good time.
They're
yesterday.
Fun people.
They're something.
Appreciate you bringing them in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Of course.
They had a good time. Yeah. I think it was fun. It was fun.
Your dad was, you could tell he was really enjoying kind of a throwback to because he was in radio for like a few seconds or whatever it was.
College, right, Steve?
Yeah, for like a little bit, yeah.
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 Yeah. It's funny because I don't know why that is, but apparently it's something that you remember. I mean, he was like, could remember the calls of his radio station in college and, you know, all the stuff. And just like, you feel like you're instantly back there. My dad used to be able to do that too, where he'd be like,
yeah, I don't think that goes away.
I don't think so because it's something that was probably a fun moment in your life. And then you realize, yeah, I can't make any money at it. So, all right, well, let's give away.
Didn't stop us.
No, we're very smart that way. We've got some Silverwood tickets for this weekend. It is. A four-pack for the Heroes weekend, all right? So that's this weekend. You get to go to the 25th, 26th, or 27th. A family four-pack if you would like to play the game we like to call Minute to Win It.
Minute to Win It.
So you can call right now, 509-441-0999. Uh-oh. Are we throwing a curveball? Kevin wants a curveball?
No, because I apologize. We retired Minute to Win It. This is my fault yesterday. When we were trying to think of the game, This game is called Just One. We retired Minute to Win It because Minute to Win It was where you had to name all five things. Remember? We hated that
one.
Game.
We just need one. We just need one, and then we're done. We just need one. That's right, just one. We just need one, and then we're done.
Well, when you're right, you're right.
It is just one. I'm going to give you the top four answers on the board. All you need to do is get that last one, number five. And today's category is name something you would put on a sandwich with peanut butter besides jelly. Okay, so obviously we know PB&J is world famous.
Mm-hmm.
Name something you'd put on a sandwich with peanut butter besides jelly. Number one, honey. Number two, butter. Number three, bananas. Number four, pickles. We are looking for that just one, that last answer. What is it that people put on a sandwich with peanut butter?
509-441-0999. Steve and Mike taking that one?
Oh, yeah. Okay. If you want. You don't have to,
what
guess.
If I don't want to? It seems like that'd be unfair to the person on the phone.
Yeah. No, Toby seems like a good guy.
All right. Well, let's all find out together. Toby, are you a good guy?
I hope so.
Okay. Well, yeah. You could confidently say yes. It's not bragging. It's fine. You can say, I'm a heck of a guy.
I'm a heck of a guy. I try hard.
Yeah. See, I think that's all we can ask. Yeah, I think that's it. Toby, Kevin, give him the question again, and let's see if he can get the right answer right off the bat and get that family four-pack.
Yeah, top five things that you put on a sandwich with peanut butter besides jelly. So our answers are honey, butter, bananas, pickles. And what do you think number five is?
Syrup.
Syrup.
Syrup. You know what? It was on the list. I saw that one on the list. Maple syrup was in there. I had never heard of
it. I haven't heard of that either, but I could see how it would be good.
Is it good, Toby? Have you done that?
It's very good. That and Carol's corn syrup.
Okay.
All right.
Wow. All right. I've learned a lot already this morning. Hmm. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. Wow. I have not heard of that.
Sweet.
Yeah, totally. It's kind of like honey. Hi, Jane Kevin Show.
Hi. How's it going?
Good, sir. What is your first name?
David.
David. All right, David. David, just for fun, what's your middle name?
Christopher.
All right. I like to call him DC, Kevin DC.
Yeah, great names.
Unless it's a K, then it'd be DK, Kevin DK.
What were you hoping for a middle name?
I wasn't hoping for anything. I just thought it'd be fun to ask.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't predetermine humor.
what?
I said what?
All right. All right. Let's see how we do here. What do you think it might be?
What was the first guess?
The guy that just was on, Toby, guessed syrup.
Syrup.
Okay, I'm going to say bacon.
Oh, that's a great answer.
I will tell you, bacon was number six on the list.
Oh,
and
man.
When I saw it, I thought, yeah, that sounds so much better than number five. But I've never done the bacon with peanut butter.
I haven't either, but it sounds great.
On accident, I have, where I've had like a pancake with peanut butter.
Sure.
And maybe the peanut butter got on the bacon and I ate it.
I got you.
That wasn't bad.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Yeah, that sounds so good.
I would try that one.
Hi, Jane Kevin Show. Oh, somebody took their guess. Hi, Coyote Country. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Maybe that's me. Hi, Coyote Country.
Is it Nutella?
Is it Nutella, Kevin? Peanut butter and Nutella. That'd be like double dipping, right?
Yeah, that sounds so amazing. That is not it, though.
Sorry about that. Jane Kevin Show.
Hi, did you get an answer yet?
Not a correct one, no.
Is it cheese?
Cheese.
Oh. Cheese. Okay, so I saw on this list, down a ways, I think at number 13, that it was peanut butter and Swiss cheese.
Oh, Swiss. Huh.
That is unfortunately not correct.
Oh, okay.
But I'll tell you this, it is something that you put on a lot of other sandwiches.
The right answers, thank you, by the way.
Yeah.
It's something you put on a lot of other sandwiches. Again.
And it only makes sense to me in one aspect.
So it's peanut butter sandwich.
Peanut butter sandwich, which in my opinion could be a little dry.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So this helps it not be dry.
And it's not.
Like it does with lots of sandwiches.
It's not honey, butter, a banana, or pickles.
No, it's not.
Or the other ones guessed so far. Hi, Jane Kevin Show.
Hi.
Hi, what do you think it might be?
I think it's peanut butter fluff.
So you're thinking marshmallow? Is that a peanut butter fluff?
Yep.
Oh, that is not it.
Oh, marshmallow.
That does sound delicious.
That does sound good, though. Yeah, that sounds like candy, actually.
Yeah.
Hello,
I'll tell you, number five does not sound delicious to me.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what do you think it might be?
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise is correct.
What?
Yeah. That is it, yeah.
Oh, no.
Fifth most popular thing to put on a peanut butter sandwich.
Wow.
Mayonnaise.
Have you done that, sir?
I have never tried it, but I have heard of people that have.
Really? I have not heard that one. Mayonnaise and peanut butter.
Ooh.
That would take away the dryness, though, Kev.
Yeah, I know. And I kind of want to try all of these now.
Yeah, for sure.
Do we have any peanut butter handy? The Big 99.9 Coyote.